and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Thursday. Oh, you're not going to be too happy after this show, after some of the things that we tear apart, but I hope I bring a little bit of fun to you as well, because you know what? We have got some major events coming up. That's right, Saturday. We have Nevada Day, to where we can get out and be proud of our state. Not proud of our state government, but proud of our state, and celebrate together. I don't care what Governor Sisolak says. I just don't care, because he is so wrong and so over the top that it is disgusting. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk is where you find live and local FM Talk, and 991FMTalk.com is where you find today's poll question, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Will you be handing out candy this Halloween? I know it's, you know, early, but I wanted to be able to talk about this tomorrow, the day before Halloween. Will you be handing out candy? Because you know they're not going to do anything at the governor's mansion. Like, you know, I think that's why they love shutting all this down. Because he just doesn't want kids at the governor's mansion. I don't know. That's just my opinion. But I figure, you know, what a great way to scare the kids. You've already got the adults scared. So let's scare the kids too. Here's a suggestion for a Halloween costume. Go to your favorite craft store. Buy some really big gray pom-poms. Buy some little tiny pink pom-poms. Glue the little pink pom-poms all over the gray pom-pom. Get a black bodysuit. And then glue those pom-poms over that black bodysuit. What do you get? You get the virus. You can go as a walking virus, because that's the fear that they have instilled in everybody, that we're all just walking viruses out there. So I want to know how you're handling all this. Yesterday's poll question, I wanted to know what was on your mind and asked, what news stories would you prefer to hear more about in the news? COVID? Dr. Fauci? Zero. Nobody cares about all of this BS that's going on here. We've researched it for ourselves. We know the truth. It's a scam. 0% Trump super spreader events. That's what they call the Trump rallies. 0%. Because people know that that's just the Dems and the media trying to make something out of nothing. Because out of 10,000 people, maybe one person tested positive for COVID. It is just a bunch of crap. 27%. A lot of these fall into the same line. And in let's see if you can figure out the connection. 27% said the truth, no more lies. 7% the twisted lies and misdoings of the DC swamp. 25% news, not fake or bias. 8% don't watch the news, just the same old stuff. 2% Reno, Washoe County news. I will get on that. 3% positive actions to put corrupt politicians in jail. Did you get the connection of all of those stories? I know you did. And even the biggest vote getter falls into it as well. 23% Biden, Bobulinski. People want to hear more about that. And we got to hear even more audio last night on Tucker Carlson. And yet the media still won't cover the corruption of the Biden crime family because they're protecting him. That's what it is. They're protecting him. They're protecting their jobs. They're protecting, well, themselves. I would love to see some of these new famous news anchors go for aiding and abetting. Just saying. But it all falls down to the same thing. So let's go back to Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, all of these great holidays, Nevada Day, all of these great opportunities to just be with family and relax and have an amazing time together and forget about what's going on around us. No, no, we're going to make you suffer there as well. No large gatherings, don't hand out candy, don't, you, even in California, I guess it just proves how great the weather is in California because Newsom is saying that your Thanksgiving gatherings need to be outside. Really? You're going to schlep the table outside here in Nevada because you know Governor Sisolak shares the brain of Gavin Newsom because they share the brain of the DC. The DC elite DNC. And speaking of which, guess who's in town? DNC Chairman Tom Perez. He thinks he can make a difference in Northern Nevada because, well, he's going to be speaking at the Reno Sparks Indian Colony at 11 o'clock today ahead of VP Pence's rally this afternoon. And I tell you, this is just, this is just ridiculous. So they've got the DNC chair, Tom Perez, Nevada Democrats, Native American Caucus Chair Brian Melendez, Nevada Democrat National Committeeman Alex Goff. Head on over to the Reno Sparks Indian Colony with your Trump flags, with your American flags. Give them a really good welcome. Wish I would have known about this sooner so I could have brought it to you, but, you know, this is just a planning thing for the press. They didn't really put it out to everybody else. I love this. They're even honest about it, you know. Ahead of Pence's rally, Reno rally, Nevada, Dems and DNC chair Tom Perez to slam President Trump's or the Trump administration's failed pandemic response for hurting communities of color. No. President Trump and the administration did not hurt failed communities of color. Governor Sisolak did. Mayor Sheehy did. Aren't they a sovereign nation? They didn't. Should they have had to have shut down? They shouldn't have had to have shut down their businesses. Isn't that the way it works? They didn't have to wear masks if they didn't want to. Because this thing is a farce. And of course, I have my eyes in the community. And I thank them very much. because sycophant Sisolak is getting ready to shut down Washoe County because of our spike in cases. No, we have not had a spike in cases. We have had a spike in positive tests. So, got some information from the professionals that are actually at the hospitals. From the ICU units. And there's no big surprise here for you. They have a lot of open beds. A lot of open beds. The parking garage that FEMA put together in one of our hospitals, never been used. Just saying. This is how they control. And that is all of what it is about. Guess what? Let me throw some cold water on you. Governor Sisolak and the Democrats don't like Washoe County and they don't like the rurals. Why? Because we fight back. Just received this from Dave. Dave, I appreciate this so much. NevadaHealthResponse.nv.gov. You got to go looking for this stuff. It's the OSHA report from the 21st to the 27th. Las Vegas is 2.5 times higher in the population than Reno. But Reno has had 4 times the number of OSHA visits than Las Vegas. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Keep people terrified. Keep people in Washoe County shut down because, well, we're fighting back. We're pushing back and saying no. Absolutely not. They're not cases. They are positive tests. And the more testing you do, the more positive tests you are going to get. That doesn't mean anybody is sick. Another little fun fact for you. COVID-19 hospitalizations in Maricopa County. Pre-mask mandate, 2,752. Post-mask mandate, 9,428. Masks make you sick because you're always touching them. You got germs on your hand. People think that, oh, I'll just wear a mask. I'll just use this germicide thingy. No, you need to wash your hands. This is out of control, and it's not about a virus. It's not about anything else except for an election and to put you into fear. And if Washoe County, because remember, the sheriffs have the ultimate power. They're elected. The voice of the people. If Washoe County gets shut down because of Governor Sisolak, then there is going to be hell to pay at the ballot box. People aren't going to put up with it anymore. Last night, attended a very well attended Republican Women's Club meeting, Mount Rose to be specific. Our guest speaker, Congressman Amaday. Something he said last night really bothered me. Stick around. We'll be back on the Monica Jay Show and I'll share it with you. on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger, smarter, better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here today on the live and local FM Talk stations and giving you a chance to speak at 884-9910. Let's go to the phone lines real quick before I go on with what I was going to say. We've got Aaron on the line from Sparks. Aaron, thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, Monica. Yeah, good to hear from you again. Great show already. I was just kind of vibing with you on this whole cases versus positive tests thing, and had a little story to share with you out from Eureka, Nevada, if you're willing.
Yeah, what's up?
So I'm from Reno, obviously, but my parents, they retired out to Eureka, Nevada, and they have some neighbors who tested positive for COVID, and they told me that through the grapevine, they ended up saying, because they test each nostril.
Uh-huh.
And so each nostril was tested, and because it's a small town and it got around, 4 positive COVID cases came back rather than just 2, because they tested both nostrils. So someone with maybe more time, I hate anecdotal stories, but someone with more time might be able to investigate or like see into that, but that's just, it's just adds to the craziness, you know?
It really does. And I do not put that past them. It's just, you know, because sometimes they're just putting these tests in, and it was just like the anecdotal stories that we got from last month and the month before that people got in line to be tested, but they never actually got tested because they had to leave. And yet they got positive test results back. So
right,
Aaron,
yeah, the assumptions abound.
It's just a bunch of BS. Aaron, thank you so much for that update. That's just showing what happens. You know, the hospitals are involved because they get money. Have you noticed that the numbers of flu cases have dramatically dropped this year? Not just in Washoe County, but in Nevada as a whole. And that's exactly what this place is going to be, a hole. You know, one of those crap holes that President Trump was talking about. Because Governor Sisolak and Sheevy and all the other Democrats are destroying this place over an election. Same thing with Whitmer, same thing with Newsom. Unbelievable. And with the corruption of the Biden crime family, now we know why Pelosi was looking into the 25th Amendment. It had nothing to do with President Trump. It's in that slim chance that Joe Biden gets elected, because they will remove him like that. And then you will have President Kamala Harris. That's what this all boils down to. It's all about control. And this is not a government of we the people. This is a government of the elites. I tell you, we have a good congressman in Mark Amadei, and I will be voting for him. But his answer last night to my question, when we were taking open questions in a meeting of about 70 people, wonderful dinner meeting, by the way, great food, was, you know, are we going to see some help from the feds for these small businesses? These people that are getting fines because their clients or their customers don't wear masks, which is their right. You know what? You know what he said? Elections have consequences. Really? That's it? Because people didn't get out there and pound the ground when they were up against millions of dollars from Bloomberg and from, oh, that Stephen guy, I can't even remember his last name now, from California, pumping all that money in, bringing people in from California to campaign for Sisolak. Adam Laxalt didn't have a chance with the garbage they were putting out about him. But they go by the Harry Reid school of, you know, campaigning. Oh, yeah, we lied about it, but it worked, didn't it? Well, thanks, Harry, for all your help over the years, because now we have the nuclear option. And we have some amazing, amazing Supreme Court justices. But I'm not happy with that. The feds at some point have to come in for this protection. And thank you to everybody who went to the GoFundMe page and has donated, even, you know, $10 and $5. We were looking for $5,500 to help Minden. And we talked about this last night, too. Amadei mentioned it, you know, that GoFundMe page. $6,700 now. So Blaine has come forward and said, we're going to keep this going and we're going to help other businesses that are fined, because you know what? Those fines are still going to come. I'm sure Carson City is even Amadei said, keep it going, because Carson is probably going to be fined for his Trump event. Sure, we'll be fined here for the Pence event, because there's going to be more than 50 people there. And even the Donald Trump Jr. event that is going to be happening in Sparks on Sunday. I'll bring you more on that as soon as I get it. This is all just a bunch of bull squat, and you know it. Brian, I'm so sorry. I can't take your call right now. Stick around. We've got this Fox News update, and then we come back with a very special guest, one of my favorite celebrities, John Taffer from Bar Rescue. Right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's radio model for success. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And boy, did I screw up my schedule. Brian, please call back, 884-9910. John Taffer will be joining us at 1110. So, 1110. So, let's continue our conversation about the possibility of Washoe County being shut down because of the fact Governor Sisolak is screaming about the increase in cases. You mean the increase in positive tests that are, well, let's just say, not always on humans, not always on people who are sick. Yeah. 884-9910. That's our talk and text line. And I just got this text. Have you noticed how the corona numbers are mysteriously spiking recently? Do you suppose Sisolak will try to impose a statewide lockdown November 2nd? Well, he can do whatever he wants, which is obviously what he's been doing. But November 2nd, I don't care. Because November 3rd, I am voting. Or actually, I already voted. But for those who haven't voted yet, November 3rd, get in line at the Registrar of Voters office, because they can't shut that down. And for all these people who are complaining about waiting in line for 2, 3, 4 hours, take a camp chair with you. Take an ice chest with you. Nobody says that waiting in line has to be miserable. But this country will be miserable if you don't get out and vote, and if you don't clearly send a message and vote red all the way. GOP, if you need help with the judges, just email me, and I can tell you which ones are more conservative than the others. Just putting it out there, that one appellate court judge, Bush, she was appointed by Sisolak. So what does that tell you? That told me to vote for Beulah. B-U-L-L-A, just saying. All right, let's go back to the talk and text lines and carry on our conversations with you, because this is your show. And we've got Mark on the line. Mark wants to talk about, or actually, do we have Tom? I didn't think we had Tom. No, we don't have Tom. So let's go to Mark. Get Mark on the line, wants to talk about COVID. Hi, Mark. Thanks for calling the program.
Hi, Monica. So one thing that you hit on this topic this morning, they were talking about it. I can't remember what talk show it was. What was it? It was on television. And they were talking about containing the virus. You cannot contain a virus. If you can contain a virus, influenza would have been contained years ago. You have to let a virus run its course. And if you don't allow it to run its course, it actually will get worse. So everything you're saying is spot on. Keep up the good work, Monica. Love you.
Thank you. Love you too, Mark. Appreciate the call today. I think it is so funny that Dr. Fauci is out there spouting this, that, you know, we need to eradicate this. We're going to do that. You cannot eradicate a virus. There are viruses. They are natural. They are in nature. This one happens to be man-made. Just putting it out there for you. Do your research. Ryan's on the line quickly. Ryan, you wanted to talk about COVID?
The fact that President Trump was saying that we're coming around the corner with getting over the COVID virus. That's what he was screaming about yesterday. And today, the COVID-19 task force asked all the representatives from Washington County to come over to have a sit-down, basically to say, listen, you have to get this line. You have to do some closure. Probably have to do some closures. Have the representative, they asked the representative of the school district, Dr. Remeal, to be there. A representative from UNR and probably KMC to be there. A representative from the Reno City Government to be there. A representative from Washoe County. They want all the representatives of Washoe County to be there because they want to hear the idea saying, how do we get this under control in a good way as possible? Or do we have to do the worst case scenario of closing stuff back down?
It doesn't matter. They've had these meetings before where Sisolak's cronies have come down or come up from Las Vegas, and they get the numbers. They get the real statistics of what's going on. They get that the numbers of ICU beds are not full. They get that the cases are positive tests. They're not actually cases, and they ignore those numbers. These lockdowns are being looked at again just because Governor Sisolak doesn't like Washoe County. You know why? Because Washoe County early voting is showing that Washoe County is going red. We are flipping Washoe County red. Now, if you have all of the rurals and Washoe County come out in greater numbers, we can actually overtake Las Vegas. All of those numbers combined, we could overtake Las Vegas. That's what this is all about. This is not about a virus. It's not about, I'm getting tired of saying this. This is Governor Sisolak and Mayor Sheevy and all the other Democrats playing political games. It's not about a virus. I know people wished, and they did, it's on Facebook, people wished that I would get the coronavirus and die. Yeah. good people, those people of peace and love, you know, love Trump's hate. But I have been out at rallies. I have been out at 50 plus dinners. I have been out at speaking events. I have been out with my little sister. I have been out having fun, being with friends, being with family. And guess what? I'm still here. I have underlying health conditions. This is about fear. There will always be viruses. Are you going to wear a mask and shut down the economy every single time something pops up? It has been stated from the CDC. It has been stated from the WHO. It has been seen with our own numbers that the survivability of this virus is 99.6%. It's 99.1% or so for people over a certain age with underlying conditions. And those underlying conditions are getting worse because they're being kept out of the hospitals. They're being kept out of treatment just in case we have a spike. And all those hospitals, they're getting money because it was in the CARES Act bill. They were getting money. They are getting money to help them pay the bills. I'm frustrated and I don't want to talk about coronavirus. So let's check in with Roger this morning. Roger wants to talk about voting. Roger, thanks for calling into the program today.
Yeah, we just need to talk about the effort that Washoe County Republican Party under Michael Catanassi has done in flipping this county. I mean, he has put paid walkers out to discuss the whole results of the voting this time around, and they have literally knocked on 5,000 or better doors in the county. Independent voters and, you know, swing voters and voters that haven't done a lot. And they're not just talking vote Trump. They're going out and talking about how to think about the overall effect of your vote this time around. Mm-hmm. So we've been putting out door to door, you know, door knockers that are going with a whole new message. And it's been so influential on getting new registered voters and flipping voters that were independents. So the Washoe County Republican Party has been doing an outstanding job, and they get little to no credit. The state put the Trump office up here, first one in the West, but the county efforts have not been getting any attention, and they've done a great, great job. They put, I don't know, like $80,000 worth of paid labor into the field to change the votes.
You know, and I think that's really the most important thing that we can do, Roger, is actually talk to each other, because there's too many people out there that just, you know, they get on a subject, they get on a platform or a party, and they just vote that way. And they have no idea about the issues that are really going on. I mean, look at the Democrat-controlled Reno City Council. So we have all this bad infrastructure. We got bad sewer systems, yet we keep on with this approving of development. We keep the Reno City Council shut down. We keep people out of meetings still when it is perfectly fine to go into those council chambers and meet. You know, Roger, this is just crazy, and it is time that we flip Nevada red. You've been doing this for a long time, just like I have.
Yep, and you know, the effort is absolutely required this time around. But the message that our door to door people are taking is that it's just that. It's not just the fact of voting for Trump. You can hate Trump and leave that part blank if you want. But you need to think about conservative representatives all the way down the line. Like you say, our homeless crisis is going to be exploding like a nuclear bomb because the county and the city will not get together on who's responsible for what and step up and do what's required. And, of course, you know the Sisalak's overshadowing or involved in the whole thing. So people need to get down and sign the recall petitions. Those are very important, and they're all over the place. So don't say that they can't find one. So,
well,
and also we're having our November 3rd election night get together again like we did in 2016.
At the Atlantis, right?
People there at the Atlantis, right. It starts at 8 o'clock, and it'll be a Republican Men's Club putting it on this time. And like I say, we only have so many seats because of COVID requirements, but go to our website and get registered and get in, and we'll have a great time. And we'll do two big screens, and we'll keep right up to it to either the midnight hour. So,
well, Roger, I am going to be there. My husband and I are coming down, but I tell you, what does it cost? Does it cost anything?
No, there's a $10 cover charge. That the room cost me $1,000, but and that's just optional. You don't. It's no required charge or anything. But we just need to register on the online so we know how many people are going to show up.
And where? What's the website?
RepublicanMen'sClub.org.
RepublicanMen'sClub.org. But I got to tell you, I am a little upset with that last comment that you just made, Roger, about, you know, if you don't like Trump, don't vote for him. But leave it blank. No. If whether you like him or not, you need to vote out Marxism. And that's exactly what Biden and Harris stand for.
Well, you can leave that blank if you're absolutely critically against Donald Trump. And I don't know how you could be when you look at the results of what 3 years of Donald Trump's efforts have done for our nation.
Yeah.
But, you know, we still have people like Jill Dickman that only lost by 33 votes the last time. And, you know, Craig Wessner right on down the line, Jeff Church, the school board. We have some very important people that we need to get in there.
Yeah, we do. All right, Roger, thank you for calling, and go take care of that cough. Don't cough in front of anybody because that, you know, they're going to start screaming COVID. Thank you, Roger. Mon, stay on the line. I got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Mon, who wants to talk about masks right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out, 884-9910, FM News Talk, 99.1.
And a woohoo to you, too. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. This is what we're up against in this election cycle. There is another Nevada Democrat under investigation for finance or campaign finance violations. Don't know if you saw this story, but it was actually, I got it from the free beacon.com. And that is Assemblyman in Las Vegas, who is, what is his name? Alexander Acefa? Yeah, Acefa. I think he's the one that was appointed to the seat that the other guy was knocked out for campaign violations. So this might be just what this guy does. I don't know. But not only is he misusing campaign funds, but he also violated Nevada law by living outside of the district that he represents. This is a huge problem. We've had that issue before here in Washoe County where people, you know, oh, well, I'm building a house over there, or, you know, I'm going to be living there when I would serve. And you know what? We have to stop with these games and do more research on people who are running for offices. This is ridiculous. This guy's running for re-election, and look at this. He's just ripping people off. This is what we in Washoe County and in Clark and not Clark and Churchill and Douglas and Carson, this is what we have to fight against. All of the corruption that is going on in Clark County. And what disappoints me with the state Republican Party is here this guy is just, you know, typical Democrat down there. There's no Republican running against him. No Republican running against him. Why would there be any office in this state that a Republican wasn't on the ticket, or at least an independent? Are we going to fight for this state or what? I had a great email from somebody that got five people to actually vote, and they hadn't even voted in their life. That's how you do it.